free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to Free Energy Now. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you'll see a list of our past speakers and our present lineup for upcoming speakers. And there's some phone numbers there. If you're listening live, you can call in and ask questions toward the end of the show. Our guest today, February 25th, 2008, is Michael P. Spitzauer. He's the CEO of Green Power, Inc. They're a company that has developed a method of inexpensively converting biomass and household waste into high-grade diesel fuel, a process they call nanodiesel, that could go a long way towards solving the world's energy and waste problems at the same time without upsetting the CO2 balance. We happen to be having some problems reaching him. He came on the line where I'm not sure what's going on, so we're in process of trying to reestablish that connection. And so while we're waiting for that to happen, I'm just going to go ahead and introduce what I know about the system. And then when he comes on, he can give you the official stance on Green Power, Inc. This is a system that has made it into our top 100 energy technologies listing because of its price point and its level of development, how far along it is, how green it is, how much it addresses the issue of climate change and the need to convert to more green sources. What they do, the raw cost of producing such diesel through their method is about 60 cents a gallon. That's not bad. That covers capitalization, maintenance, marketing, decommissioning, and other costs. They'll place the actual cost much higher, but still will be competitive with fossil-based fuel. And the conversion of input waste to fuel input is around 25 to 30% efficient. So of the things that are put in on the front end, the tires and scraps from the table and whatnot, 30% to 25% of that coming out the back end turns into diesel fuel. 1 ton of input waste will produce 620 liters, which is about 161 gallons of diesel. It's enough to fill a tank of nearly 6.5 regular cars. So 1 ton of trash powers, fill up the tank of 6.5 cars. Materials that can be converted into diesel fuel through this process include plastics, like PVCs, rubber, waste oils, agricultural waste, food and animal waste, and wood. The product is not biodiesel, but is a pure hydrocarbon diesel equivalent to what comes out of the oil fields. So that's quite an accomplishment to be able to produce diesel of the same hydrocarbon content as the oil field diesel, but it's coming from stuff that we typically just throw away. And that's why we would include this in the vernacular of free energy, because it's a source of energy. You don't have to pay for it. It's ubiquitous, and it's going to be there as long as there are humans on the planet. We will have waste. Might as well turn that waste into something useful, and that's what these guys are doing. They do have a video that they have produced that you can watch on YouTube. We've got a couple of these featured on our site. We do have a feature page on them at peswiki.com. That's P-E-S-W-I-K-I.com. And if you just type in a Green Power, Inc., you'll come up to that page. And if you type Green Power, Inc. into Google, I imagine our page comes up pretty high there as well. The company website is cleanenergyprojects.com. That's cleanenergyprojects.com. That's their official website. And the videos you see online are actually a presentation that they did just recently. And the date on the YouTube video is actually February 19th, 2007. So just about about a week and a half ago is when those were put online. This is a newer technology. They're in process of preparing for commercialization. And some of the advantages of this technology is the quality of the product. The plant's final product is a high-quality motor vehicle fuel. CETAN, I guess, is a CETAN, an industry standard. It's greater than 56. For those of you who are familiar with the industry, you'll know what that means. Or fuel oil to be used in less critical uses and thus has excellent resale value. The plant's high efficiency, 80% of efficiency, gives the entire catalytic process a positive energy balance that is, to a large extent, emission-free and self-supporting from an energy standpoint. And then carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide disposal, otherwise produced in the burn of gasification stages of the process, developed in free form but is not bound, with the use of gas fuel or fuel oil, CO or CO2, are only set free as sources of energy in the diesel fuel and therefore do not damage the environment. And residue qualities, even new technologies such as the hydrogen gas cell concept that produces CO or CO2 as a byproduct during hydrogen production, cannot exhibit such positive energy balances as their process, and do so nearly complete, with nearly complete removal of residual substances. They do have a patent application in right now. They filed it on June 2nd, 2005. We have a link to that on our site. And the inventor is a gentleman named Christian Koch. The person we're interviewing today is Michael P. Spitzauer, who is the CEO of the company. And some of the recent covers they've had in the news, out of Tacoma, the News Tribune published the story, EPA Cites Garbage to Diesel Guru. One of the stories, they were on the manufacturer on October 20, 2007, Green Power opens trash to diesel plant. And in Popular Mechanics, in August 3, 2006, could trash to diesel process be a way out of foreign fuel dependency? That's fairly substantial coverage they got a couple of years ago. And Seattle Times Business and Technology had a story, Trash to Diesel, back in July 27, 2006, about them. Along these lines, there was a story in Technology Review, MIT, talking about the U.S. military is investigating fuel from waste. Two companies are working together on a portable system that could convert coal, natural gas, and biomass into diesel and jet fuel. Just bring that up as a point of credible reference that there are other industries and other companies who are doing similar work to what these people are doing. And talking about how this process works, looking at the company website, the CDP plant is a self-sustaining energy production platform. It only uses up to 10% of its own energy production to run the plant through a 320-kilowatt block-type total energy plant. So the plant itself, it's not running on external power, so to speak, but it actually produces the energy that it consumes. And 10% of the energy that it produces is fed back to keep the machine running. In the plant's closed process cycle, the input waste material are mixed with a catalyst, which initiates a catalytic reaction characterized by the following results, and there are four listed. Molecular depolymerization at low temperatures. And when we say low temperatures, we're talking 290 to 350 degrees Celsius, and virtually pressure-free, about 0.1 bar below ambient, which is below ambient pressure. The next bullet is hydrocarbon conversion rates do not previously, or rates not previously achievable of more than 80% without the same magnitude of dangerous residual byproducts. Another result is decontamination of dangerous residual byproducts, such as halogens, in liquefied process that yield salt. And then the fourth bullet they mention as the results of their catalytic process is high-quality diesel fuel or jet fuel suitable for use in today's engines and soon also gasoline for today's and tomorrow's fleets of cars on the road. The catalytic process produces certain catalytic crystals, process metals, impurities that originally appear in the input waste materials that must be removed once the high-quality diesel fuel has been delivered to the production storage vessel. The technology of the plant guarantees that the metals and metal connections in the residual of the catalytic process used up catalysts are merged together and delivered to the plant's exit waste vessel. The final product, which they call nanol diesel fuel, which develops exclusively over the vapor phase, is absolutely free from these materials. Since the approved input waste materials are mixed completely into the reaction oil at a temperature of over 300 degrees Celsius, and no further separation possibility exists once in the process, no protein molecules, thus no prions, are present without exiting and reduction to decomposition or into the product, in this case, diesel fuel. That's from their website talking about how their process works, a little bit on the nitty-gritty. Don't know how much of that you picked up on. It's probably gone over heads a little bit, but it's an interesting process. As an overview of the technology, they call it the CDP, for catalytic pressureless depolymerization, also called oiling. A new crystalline catalyst combines with a highly innovative process technology now allows the competitive production of synthetic oil products directly from residual and biologically regenerating raw materials. The future way of economical production of high-quality synthetic diesel fuel. After years of intensive catalytic and process research, the breakthrough of reproducing a natural way of fossil oil production within a process duration turned down from hundreds of millions of years now to only 3 minutes has finally become a reality. This causes a synthetic diesel fuel, or nano diesel, produced by this method to be fully competitive. With most of the input materials, the quality of the synthetic fuel produced by this new groundbreaking method is even higher than that of regular diesel fuel available at gas stations. Cost per gallon of diesel produced is between 0.52 and 58 cents or dollars U.S. without government subsidies. I guess that takes into consideration some of those other expenses we mentioned earlier. And elimination of almost all environmental pollution through inorganic transformation of harmful substances into salts and crystals based on the ion-changing characteristics of the GP-CAT, their proprietary catalyst. That's the letters GP-CAT, C-A-T. For the first time, this method now allows active environmental protection as well as optimized energy production from industrial residuals, waste, and biological regenerating raw materials in perfect combination and free of any conflicts. I imagine by free of any conflicts, they refer to wars over oil, such as what we are seeing in the Middle East right now with our presence in Iraq and beating the drums of war to go to Iran. There are many other countries in the world where if we use the same measure, we would be at war with them as well, but we don't use the same measuring stick because they're not oil-producing countries. So obviously there is an oil contingent, and that was even acknowledged by Federal Reserve former chairman Alan Greenspan, who said that our presence in Iraq is about oil. So that is an overview of their trash to diesel process. Apparently we have been unable to get Mr. Spitzhauer on the phone. I don't know what happened. So what I'm going to do at this point is we will conclude this segment and we will reschedule for another date. Thank you for joining us. This has been Free Energy Now. I'm Sterling Allen. You can join us every day at freeenergynews.com.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.